March.
That's correct.
Okay.
And at that time,
so you want to refresh us, Mazen? Yes. Just yeah.
The time, the Senate Bill 227, what it did, it was trying to rearrange the tax statement, and the tax statement resided some information in two places. The Department of Revenue wanted to maintain those in one of the statutes. However, when the time came to discuss this bill in front of you, there was some stated preference to keep some of the information in the statutes rather than only in the OARs. So there was an amendment, and this is a committee amendment, the dash one that you're looking at. And the dash one, primarily, most of the amendment is in the second page, and it specifies that the real market value of both the current year and the previous year or the prior year, as well as the assessed value for the 2 years and the total amount of taxes are required to be on the tax statement.
As I recall, that was the information John Phillips said was provided by administrative rule, and we said as long as it's there by rule, let's keep it in statute, since we were, otherwise it would appear we were eliminating that requirement entirely.
That's right.
Okay.
And we also put it in one, only one statute.
Yes.
So it's all in 311
to
50 now.
Okay. Everybody recall this?
Yeah.
All right.
Mr. Chair?
Yeah. Representative Hess.
I move the dash one.
Thank you. Representative Hess moves the dash one amendments to Senate Bill 227. Is there any discussion? Any objection? Hearing none?
Mr. Chair?
Representative Hess.
I move SB 227 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Hess moves Senate Bill 227 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there discussion on that motion? Are we doing okay? Okay. Deborah Buchanan says we're doing okay. So if there's no discussion, please call the roll.
Representative Barnhart?
Aye.
Berger?
Aye.
Hoff?
Aye.
Hobson?
Aye.
Berger?
Aye.
Aye. And everybody else is excused. Senate Bill 227 goes to the floor with a due pass. Who wants to carry this?
Mr. Chair, I'll carry it unless you think it's the worthy candidate of the consent calendar bill.
You think consent calendar?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. All right. You don't want to just talk about what it, I never mind. Consent calendar it is. As it, and my mind is going to the third reading calendar list. Yeah. Okay.
Best of on and on.
Yeah. Senate Bill 228. Let's open a work session. Mazen, you can at least give us a report on this. It sounds like it's not ready for action today. We'll open a work session on Senate Bill 228. This is back before us.
So, Mr. Chair, Senate Bill 228 now is in the process of being amended to allow the disclosure of information, that is income tax information, and later on there was the dash 5 that you probably have a copy of that expanded that disclosure information to payrolls and net earnings from self-employment. However, the dash 5 do not go far enough to be able to require the same information from the right department at this time. And getting the right amendment in the right place is still ongoing at this point.
Okay. So the upshot of this is to expand the sharing of information to include payroll and self-employment tax, but the amendments didn't bring the right department into the game plan. Is that it?
That's correct, Mr. Okay. Chair.
So is someone working on that? Are you working on that?
Yeah.
Okay, and Deborah or Dexter or somebody? Don't need to come down, Dexter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well then let's just keep working on that and we'll get that back when it's ready.
Okay.
All right, so close the work session on Senate Bill 228. Anybody else have anything for the good of the order? Otherwise, we've just blasted through our agenda for the day. Are we meeting jointly with the Transportation Committee on Wednesday? Okay, and they'll meet in this room. Okay, that will be to hear the transportation plan.
At our time?
Yes. Okay. They meet at our time, too, happily. So that'll be fun. All right, I guess that's it. We're adjourned. Phew.